Okay, well, hello friends. It's nice to be back in London to see you all. Maybe if you're coming to London Insight for the first time, or you feel like you're just very new to meditation practice, maybe you could just raise your hand. Okay, a few of you, so welcome. The title of the day, as far as I remember, is either "The universe is your body," or "Your body is the universe." Either way, it amounts to the same thing. And some of you were on retreat with me last week or the week before down in Devon, where we spent a week just on really exploring the quality, the practice of embodiment. And in many ways, it's kind of become, not in a particularly planned way actually, but it's sort of become the focus of my teaching for all of this year actually. And so I thought maybe I'd just speak a little bit about the reasons for that before we begin. And the first really is that it's so foundational to this practice. Embodiment at meaning the capacity to rest your attention in your alive, immediate, visceral experience. It's so foundational to this whole practice. And often what seems essential or foundational to this practice has been called, and now as it spreads out into our culture, is being increasingly called mindfulness. But one of the, and this isn't a problem that belongs to the term mindfulness, but one of the ways, the issues that belongs partly to mindfulness, partly even to what we think we mean when we say meditation, is that we tend to think of it as something mental. Right? We tend to think of meditation as working with my mind, which is true in some ways. But sometimes because we're so habituated to being busy with our minds, meditation or mindfulness practice can actually be engaged in quite an abstract way. And yet, we might actually think of referring to this practice more as bodyfulness rather than mindfulness. Because this mind that we're so interested in working with or transforming or liberating, you know, where is it? Where is it, this mind? We can't actually find anything called mind. And in all the neuroscience that's happening now, and the research into mindfulness practice and its effect on the brain is very interesting. But still, we can't find mind. You look in the brain all you like. Nobody has ever found anything called mind. It's rather interesting. Part of our practice might be actually just to look for it. Right? But what we do find is this immediacy, this alive, vibrant, fluid, visceral, vibratory immediacy of experience. And everything happens here. So we divide our experience up for the sake of speaking about it, for the sake of understanding it. And we talk about physical experience, sensory experience, emotional experience, mental experience. But actually all of that is bodily experience. And we speak about inner and outer experience, and we tend to exteriorize the world. And I look around me and I see you and you and this and that and here and there. But our whole experience of the world, our experience of the universe, everything we have ever perceived, conceived, seen, heard, felt, everything we could ever imagine or experience has happened, does happen, will happen here. Here in this field of experience that we call bodily life, and we call my life. And this practice really invites us into a living, a felt, immediate relationship with the way it's all happening here. That's a little what's behind this line of the Buddhas that gave rise to the title of the day, where he says the whole universe arises and passes in this very body. And, you know, there's the depth of understanding to which we can appreciate what that means is as vast as the universe of our experience. This whole universe arises and passes here in this very body. The more we understand that, the more we feel the invitation to stay at home in ourselves. And that staying at home then increasingly turns out to be extraordinarily inclusive of what's seen and heard and felt and met in our experience. So it's foundational, as I say, to any aspect of Buddhist practice, any aspect of mindfulness practice. The capacity to actually have your attention rest into, relax into, surrender into the immediacy of experience. And it's also actually, increasingly, rather wonderful. The basic experience of bodily life is a pleasant one. The basic experience of just the aliveness of body is rather nice. Sometimes, though, and maybe you will notice this during the day as we practice and explore it a bit, on the way towards the basic fear, the basic rest, the basic relaxation, the basic sort of ease and comfort of just being having one's attention and one's body harmonized. Sometimes on the way into that, we encounter our restlessness, our tension patterns, our contractions, and we tend to, when we encounter those things, we tend to sort of bounce off with our attention, bounce away from that discomfort back into some kind of cerebral or abstract interpretations of what's happening, or bounce away into some emotional reactivity around what's happening. And so this foundational practice, this deceptively simple practice of just being aware of what's happening in your body, is actually the way by which we meet and work with and free up our emotional reactivity and our tendency to abstract and interpret and be lost, really, in our conceptions of self and other and world. So, another reason for this being the focus is that it seems to me the one thing we can do, which is a very, very simple part of practice, no need for any great understanding, no need to wrestle with concepts from Buddhist teachings or other teachings that we may agree with or like or disagree with or be confused by. No need to debate the nature of emptiness or self or wonder about rebirth or not. Some of us may like that stuff. Well, some of us may find it kind of foreign culturally or something. But it's a way of engaging very, very simply. Right? Oh, bodily experience is here. The basic capacity to be in touch with experience, that we call awareness, is here. It's a kind of simple, not easy all the time, but simple matter to just keep orientating towards awareness of bodily experience, awareness of body, awareness of body. And that simplicity seems to be the single most transformational thing we can do with our practice. And my experience of some decades of this practice, the single most relieving, nourishing, enlivening, liberating capacity that I've developed through this practice is the capacity just to be at home in experience. To have one's mind, as Ajahn Chah used to say, sometimes he'd describe a single instruction for practice as, don't let your mind leave your body. And just to, you know, like I said, the single most relieving, transformative art that we can learn is that art. So it's the foundation of this practice, and yet actually it turns out to be also the fulfillment of this practice. And it's not complicated, even though we might find that we get endlessly distracted. It's very simple. And it's actually, you know, even though we meet our resistances on the way, it's not difficult really to do. If one applies oneself sincerely to the intention to just, whatever's happening, let myself experience it as much as possible with my attention here, inside what's happening. And then with some sincerity of that and some regularity of that, in a fairly short time, I wouldn't be so bold as to give an exact time frame, right? It's different for different people. It's different in terms of actually how much sincerity one puts into it. But in a fairly short time, it can become the norm rather than the exception. For most of us, with a kind of untrained mind, the norm is to be lost in thought. You can actually see it. When you get used to not being lost in thought, you can see it. I just stood on the tube yesterday, crossing Paris, right, from the train, from I got into the south of Paris, took the train across to the north of Paris to get the Eurostar here. And just, I could just see how lost in thought everybody on the train was. I could see those were completely lost in thought. Those were half lost in thought and half knew that they were actually standing in a train carriage, right? And even the sense the one or two that seemed to have a certain kind of presence were actually a little bit in touch with being here. The norm of our experience is to be lost in either what the things that are pulling on our sensory attention, lost in what we're seeing and hearing and reacting to out there, or lost in the inner world of interpretations and abstractions and a sort of semi-conscious replaying of the past, or a semi-conscious anticipation of the future, or a semi-conscious just droning on, commentating on the present. It doesn't have to be like that. In a fairly short time, with some sincerity, with some willingness, any time one remembers, with some willingness to set up one's orientation to life in order to remember. In a fairly short time, the norm can be, knowing where we are, knowing what's happening, being attuned to the miracle that life is here at all, that this body is actually animated, that life, consciousness, intelligence, movement, feeling, sensory input is actually here. And that foundation then kind of dynamizes our practice of liberation enormously. Because it means when some reactivity arises, we notice it. We're able to explore it, understand it, let it go. We speak about letting go often, as being central in this practice. And again, letting go easily sounds like something I should be doing with my mind. I've got to let it go. But when we actually notice letting go non-clinging. It's a visceral practice. And we'll explore that a little bit today. How any time you're caught up in some kind of abstraction or reaction, that there's physical tension patterns that go along with that. There's this kind of slight inner straining. Sometimes around the eyes, sometimes in the jaw, sometimes in the kind of leaning forward into some compelling experience. Sometimes the kind of surface tension on the edges of our skin. All of which reinforce that sense of body as thing, me as a thing, rather than body as aliveness, vibration, sensation, a kind of dance of fluid experience. And in recognizing that, often, if we're just able to recognize whatever tension is present in this field of bodily experience and invite it to relax, a lot of what we may have been obsessing with mentally just falls away. So, this is the opportunity of this kind of practice, and a little bit of opportunity that we have today in hanging out together in the immediacy of bodily life. For the sake of convenience, we'll call that meditation.